Welcome to the Holistic Course Podcast. My name is Kira Burns, and today I wanted to talk about what it really means to have a sound horse. And the reason that this comes up, I know I've talked about it before, and this is going to be along a similar vein, but it came up in a slightly different way, and I thought it might be interesting to explore. So it came up with a client of mine recently who has taken on a horse with a few physical limitations. She's had a few past injuries, she's had a few things go on, and so her body doesn't look amazing. You know, things don't look 100% symmetrical, there's some interesting scar tissue, there's just, you know, it doesn't look ideal. And this particular client is a really talented rider. She's amazing at every single horse in her care and ridden by her ends up really feeling and going better than before they met her. She really does leave them better than she found them. And she is someone who rides them and works them in a way that's really beneficial for the horse. It's very correct. It's very varied. It's not, she works them in a very, very correct, beneficial way. She's very capable of training to a very high level in dressage, but the horses also, you know, go out mustering and do all those sorts of things. So it's not your typical kind of riding, but it really is, you know, I think that riding that a lot of us aspire to. And it was interesting because the question that she posed with this particular horse is whether or not she should be working this horse, whether this horse is capable of being a ridden horse, or whether she should really, you know, look for alternatives for the horse, whether it's perhaps not fair to be riding this horse with her physical limitations and her history of injuries. And It ended up being a really interesting discussion that we had, because I said to her that, you know, I think it's going to be hard for her to recognize that she's not going to be able to improve this horse's way of going very much, but the horse's way of going is fine for that particular horse. So in this particular horse's case, you know, she's probably going to be on the forehand when she's ridden. She's probably not going to be the lightest, softest, most uphill horse. She's probably not going to put on beautiful, symmetrical muscle in the way that her rider would hope to with the majority of her horses. She's going to go the way that she goes. But if she does that, she'll be fine. If we try and change that for her, then I think it becomes unfair, because in this particular horse's case, to try and shift her weight off the forehand, her hind end is simply not going to be strong enough to cope, and it's actually going to end up causing injury rather than being a blessing to this particular horse. And I think that's interesting, because I think sometimes when we're talking about improving horses and improving their posture and improving their way of going and all of these things, they're all really noble pursuits. But there's also recognizing what works for a particular horse, and perhaps the compensation that they're doing is actually perfect for them. And perhaps when we try and change something quite drastically, we're actually not helping them. And I mean, I'm going to say if we're trying to change anything drastically, we're probably not helping them. But in this particular case, what might be ideal, what might be correct for this horse is probably going to be detrimental. And I think there's a value in recognizing that, and recognizing that just because that's the case doesn't mean that the horse cannot or should not be ridden. And I'm not talking about pain here. So I'm talking about a horse that, you know, will probably go on the forehand, will probably never be great shakes as a dressage horse, will probably never go in that ideal, correct frame, never be able to shift the weight back, but that doesn't mean that the horse is in pain, so long as we let her go in the way that's most beneficial and most easeful for her body. And she can still have a ridden career with her body being like that. It just needs to be understood that that's what she is really suited towards, and that's what she's really cut out for. And I think sometimes there's a detriment to us going, oh, you know, the horse can't go ideally and therefore it shouldn't be ridden. Because if I'm really honest and I'm a really, I tend towards practicality and pragmatism, it's really hard to find a good life in this world for horses that cannot be ridden. It's really hard. I know so many horses, I'm told daily of horses where people are trying to find a free home for a companion horse that can no longer be ridden. And I know full well, and that's generally my response to people, is it's like, it's really unlikely. There's very few. There is very few places, there are very few people who have the ability, the space, the money, the resources to take on a horse for free, even that has no quote-unquote job. Because even if they didn't need hard feeding, even if they could just go in with another horse and eat grass, well, they still need their hooves trimmed. They still are a horse, so they're still likely to injure themselves. They're still likely to have something come up where they need a vet bill. They're still likely to lose more weight in the winter. They're still probably going to need some form of mineral supplementation, even if they don't really need a hard feed. It's just, yeah, it's just hard. It's hard to find those homes. And I think that's where, when I say I prefer that horses do stay being ridden in a way that's ethical to them, in a way that's not causing pain, I actually believe that that has better outcomes for those horses, because I think it's far easier. In this particular case we were talking about, you know, this particular mare might not be a long-term horse for her, but the mare is really sweet, the mare is very quiet, she's very level-headed, and you know what? The majority of people out there wouldn't be able to, you know, ride a horse to be more uphill, wouldn't be able to ride a horse in a correct frame, wouldn't be able to do all those other things that this particular rider can do. And so they're not really going to care or even notice that this horse goes on the forehand, that this horse goes the way that she does. It's just going to be a horse to them. And as a quiet horse, as a reliable horse to me, I think it's, you know, every chance that she will find a home where they absolutely worship the ground she walks on. And I think that's really valuable. And so I just thought it was a really interesting one to go, you know, being realistic about when our horses are not necessarily going to look the way that we want them to or go the way that we want them to. They're not going to have the shape that we might aspire to. They may not be able to do those higher level dressage movements, but the truth is the majority of people do not have the ability or necessarily the desire to do those higher level dressage movements anyway. And so not riding the horse off just because, you know, they have some physical limitations, not constantly showing these horses their limitations, but rather really taking them where they're at and working with them in a way that's most beneficial for them. And I'm going to say it again, I'm not talking about working a horse that's in pain. That's not what I mean. To me, yes, that is a welfare issue. If the work causes the horse pain, we really need to reassess the situation and look into something different. This is not the case. In this particular case, I was talking to this rider about, you know, for her, with her desire to leave horses better than she found them and do all of that, it's going to be about her recognizing that in order for her to leave this horse better than she found her, it's not going to look the way this rider would necessarily want it to look, but it's absolutely 100% possible. So yeah, that's my thinking. So when you're looking at a horse to buy or when you're looking at your own horse, just being aware of when you get stuck in looking at the gap between where your horse is and where you would like them to be, and really assessing, is that actually realistic for the horse in front of you? And if not, can we admire how brilliantly they do their job? Are they good enough to do the job that they're in, or do they need to find a new job? But also just how amazing are they? And I say this also, you know, people are the same. Like, my pelvis is not straight. My spine is not straight. Anyone who has seen an x-ray generally laughs. But it's fine. My body works fine. I'm able to ride. I'm able to walk. I'm able to work. I'm able to do all the things that I want to do. And it just looks like a funky x-ray. And sometimes these horses are the same. They just look different. They just don't look like that ideal picture that we have in our head. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them, and it doesn't mean that they can't do their job. And so rather than us constantly looking at the gap between where they are and where we want them to be, maybe taking a moment to just appreciate where they are and how they are. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I am sorry for the break between them. Life got in the way again. If you want to follow what I do, it's at Synergy and Freedom on Facebook and Instagram. It's synergyandfreedom.com.au. I've finally updated my website, so there's a couple of new things on there. And I've also finally uploaded the new website, which is retrainingracehorses.com.au, which has not very much on there at the moment. I'm working on it, but at the moment it does at least have the online racehorse retraining program, which goes from choosing a horse off the track, finding a horse off the track, understanding how thoroughbreds work, and then going into the actual everything. So from bodywork to hooves to to diet to gear fitting to choosing the right gear for your horse to groundwork to ridden work to taking them out to their first show, all of those sorts of things. So I would really love if you had a look at that. And yeah, I hope to hear from you if you like this episode, if you want me to talk about something in particular. If you don't like this episode, constructive feedback also welcome. Thank you so much for listening.